Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Photographer Mindset Podcast. Your co-host here is Seth Macy, and normally Aaron would shine in, but I am actually recording this solo because we have dropped, as you can probably realize, a bonus episode on this Thursday. It's American Thanksgiving. I'm Canadian, so I have to tell you that they're a little bit late. We do ours in October, but I realize that most of you listening are American. Someday you'll get with the rest of the world, but that's okay. But it is my job here today to introduce Aaron. In this episode, he does a monologue type thing where he goes on for about 25, 30 minutes, which is quite impressive. It's hard to talk that long on your own. So I'm going to give him credit where credit is due. He talks a little bit about gratitude, his journey with photography, and it's just a little bonus episode for you guys on this Thursday. That being said, look out for, we're changing it up. New episodes are going to be coming out Monday. Weekends are busy, so we figure, hey, you can, you know, listen to it on your commutes if you're driving to work, the start of the week, get fresh, new week, get energized. Maybe there's some things that spark your enthusiasm for photography or videography or just getting out after it. And as always, a great way to support the show, follow us on Instagram. You can also leave a rating or a review for the podcast. Those are cost-free, effective ways to support the show. So I like to mention that at the beginning and ends when we can. And, you know, enough about me talking. Let's just get right into this episode with Aaron on gratitude, his journey with photography over the last 4 years. It's unedited. It's raw. And if you guys like it or don't like it, we have a poll on Spotify in the Q&A section. You can say you like it or you hate it if you want to hear more of this type of content. Just, you know, a little bonus episodes here and there. Don't worry, you can't see what who rated what. So if you want to give honest feedback, feel free to do that. But, you know, we're experimenting. We're always trying things new. And that's how you grow, and that's how you learn what works and what doesn't work in terms of, you know, what you guys want to hear. So leave that feedback and enjoy this episode.
Hey, everyone. This is Aaron, co-host of the Photographer Mindset Podcast. Seth and I were talking, and what we decided, it's not a fight. We're not fighting. We're not breaking up. Don't worry. But what we decided, or what we talked about deciding, maybe we're trying it, is every once in a while we come up with these thoughts. Stuff happens in our lives, or maybe something personal happened on a gig, or a pitch, or a thought, or a piece of equipment we want to review, but it's not really enough meat to put onto an entire show, or be like a random thought in the middle of a show. So we thought it might be useful and beneficial to have these shorter segments that we can record at any time on our own and put out there. Think of it as like a hold me over. You know, you get a little bit of Aaron midweek, you get a little bit of Seth maybe midweek, and then you get the full episode coming up every week. We're switching our days. We're going to Mondays eventually. So stay tuned for that. We think that's a better day than Friday. I don't know. Maybe you disagree. Let me know. Regardless, though, we're going to do these little shorts, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. And they're just going to go over little parts of our lives. So without further ado, and they're going to, by the way, as I just scrambled, without further ado, they're going to be pretty raw, pretty live. We're not going to edit them. They're not going to be polished. They're not going to be perfect, but it's going to give you an insight to who we are, maybe how we think, and allow you to get to know us a tiny bit better. And isn't what this is all about? Connections, social media, the photography space, podcasting, a community. I like to think so. At least from my vantage point, it definitely is. So that explains this. And what we're going to, and I'm saying we, but what I mean is me on this case, in this case, what we're going to talk about, damn it, I did it again. What I'm going to talk about today is a few things. It's 4 years since I've picked up a camera. Everyone out there probably knows me as someone that is in the photography space, someone that's doing photography, post their photos, post their videos, has a photographer podcast, photography podcast. Maybe I shouldn't, the way I'm fumbling words, but nonetheless, I do. Seth and I have been doing that for a long time. As you know, he started first. I joined him, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago at this point, two and a half. It's got to be about two and a half. But that's who you know me as. However, I'm 42, so that's 4 years. That's, you know, roughly 10% of my life. There's a lot that's happened before that. And coming up to Thanksgiving, I've been thinking a lot on the four-year anniversary of really my first post on Instagram. Was about November 1st, maybe October, late October, 2019 was my first post on Instagram. And with not a clue of any of this, any of this was in the future, any of this was happening. And reflecting on that, I'm grateful for a lot of things, but I think there's an important part to this whole story. And it's something I think about a lot is, you know, hard times can open up a lot of space for things. And we've talked about that here and there on the show. But for me, coming up into this Thanksgiving, I want to kind of reflect maybe on a slightly deeper level and a more personal level on how I got here. And anyone that's going through a hard time, it's definitely hard. It's definitely emotional. It can definitely be taxing. You can look back on that and many other hard times or difficult times or situations and be like, wow, I was, oh, what a person I was then. And now look at me, and things have changed, and what has changed. And I mean, physical things can change. Environment can change. Emotional strength can change. Lots of things can change. It's not really a secret, but about 4 years ago, 2019 as well, earlier in the year, I went through a breakup, a divorce, after just about 10 years of marriage and 13 years of knowing someone and having them in my life. We have a beautiful son together. He's 8 now. At the time he was maybe around 2 when things were going down. I look back on that time and good God, I was in the weeds, emotionally, mentally, just having the hardest time. There's nothing easy about it. There's nothing fun or good about that kind of breakup in a relationship. And going through that really spent me for a long time and a long time after. I think if we're being honest, I'm still recovering from moments of that and stuff of that. And it's nothing that, it's just the experience. It's nothing that she did or that I did. It is the experience of it that comes upon you. As they say, trauma is anything that's not wanted and sudden and surprising. And both of those things kind of are true to that situation. And in struggle or in going through some difficult times, I think there becomes this huge vacuum or space. You lose someone or you lose something or you lose a job. You usually it's, you know, behind loss or some sort of thing was taken from you, trauma, whatever it may be, there leaves this space. And it's hard to not try to fill that space very quickly. Some people start dating right away. Some people start, you know, filling it with gambling, drinking, excessive exercise, training for a marathon, a skill, whatever it may be. You see this sort of black hole, this vacuum, this suck in, and whatever's around, whatever's available can grab you. Around 4 years ago, I feel very blessed that photography grabbed me. I was with a group of friends and a woman saw one of my photos, I think of my son, and said like, wow, you have a really great eye. You should pursue this. And I don't know. It's sort of serendipitous. It's like, that's the tiniest little push that was there that I needed to get to just go, oh, wow, maybe I should. And I already had a camera and I got right into it. I got right into the idea of like, huh, I wonder what I can do with this. And I talk about this when I started posting, my photos were very blue, incredibly blue. Mood. That's what I thought I was going for. But I think there was a sadness in them that slowly worked its way out in the 4 years. And nothing I consciously did or didn't do. But it's just an interesting side point that those little details in life, those little editing details that you look at and you go, huh, I wonder what that's about. I wonder what that theme was or that style was. And when I look back at the blueness of those photos, it was very clear the state that I was in. For those that aren't following, I was sad. I was upset. I was felt a little lost, felt a little confused. Probably all normal feelings after a huge change in life. Now, going forward, I just had no idea. I wasn't big into social media. I didn't have social media until photography. Well, that's not true. I had a very not used social media until photography. And I just really had no concept of what this all could bring. I worked at it. I really lost myself in it. It was healing. It was very positive for me to be able to connect with people, to be able to work on a craft, to be able to see tangible gains in terms of whether it's likes or following or whatever that may be, comments, or even just visually myself being like, oh, that's a new technique. I love that. I met some great people along the way. A big shout out to Brett Blakely, who at the time had a good amount of following. I don't know, maybe 20,000. And I literally had 100. And I remember him commenting on one of my photos and being like, dude, in 1 year, you're going to have 100,000 followers. No question. And I was like, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting today, Brett. But the confidence, the reach out, the encouragement that I was getting from people to do something and share something and still be, you know, a part of this crazy, crazy world, I think was huge for me in that spot. Through Brett, I met Mike Nucerino and Seth and Adam. And in the last 4 years, we've done so many things together. And we've created so many things. Nooch and I have done a ton of marketing stuff and content creation and some really, really cool concepts and video concepts that I'm super proud of. Seth and I have run two photography retreats, where people, you know, paid and trust us to create this great, great experience. And I do have to say that both experiences were absolutely phenomenal. Zion and then Banff National Park and Jasper National Park. I mean, those are memories that I will never, ever forget. Seth and I with the podcast. I mean, I can't say enough for the opportunity that he gave me back when I hosted the 1 year anniversary and then beyond that to be invited back on. And now it's kind of commonplace, you know, Seth and Aaron, we have a good vibe. We're different and we're similar. And I think it works nicely. Cabin shooting. I've made enormous and wonderful connections and really good friendships with cabin hosts. The experiences to be able to go to these places, to shoot, to get paid for my skill. It's stuff that I'm just very grateful for. Even last night, I photographed a band, a Pink Floyd cover band, and wanted to just try this thing and did it and was backstage and having like these cool moments and experiences because of this tool. And as I'm saying this, it feels braggadocious. It feels like I'm like, oh, look at all the things that I've done. And by no means is that the point. I think the point in sharing this is gratitude and feeling like, wow, like I just can't believe that out of a quote unquote negative situation, like this was born. And it's weird. And I do the math and I wonder like if that divorce didn't happen, if that breakup didn't happen, if I didn't have this amount of time to do things, would this still be here? And I really think the answer is no, I don't, not at this level. And I'm not saying that's worth the trade of, you know, family togetherness or whatnot. It's just an observation and it's just very interesting. And I'm not grateful for the fact that I had to go through a divorce and she had to go through a divorce and my son has two homes and we balance that amazingly. I think we could probably get awards in terms of co-parenting, but I wouldn't wish that. But at the same time, this whole life opened up. This whole life like just bloomed right in front of me. And this Thanksgiving coming up, it's hard not to reflect on those things and think, wow, like this came from an explosion. Like this came from a void. This came from a vacuum. This came from a lot of hurt and tears and sadness. And it is beautiful. So in the name of gratitude, five big things that photography has brought into my world, especially during a tough time early on. Number one is peace. There's nothing like, and I think all of you that maybe any of the photography genres, where you lose yourself, you get in that flow. I can imagine it with portrait photography. I can imagine it with last night doing the concert. I was completely in it and running around. And I don't think I thought about one other thing going on in the world. But those that chase wildlife, and I don't mean chase, don't chase wildlife. It's not appropriate. Those that wait hours upon hours for wildlife and sit in silence, you know, you know the peace it brings. You know the thoughts that you have to battle and fight through. It's very revealing on who you are and where you are as a wildlife photographer. There's too much time. There's too much quiet. But with that brings a definite peace, a definite thought of, or overall theme of quiet the brain. And whether you're hustling and bustling, you're not thinking about anything else but the photography. Or if you're in a quiet space waiting for wildlife to show up, you're constantly trying to rediscover those moments of peace. And I think those moments, especially early on for me, were very important. A sort of active meditation. Number two, travel. Prior to photography, I got stuck. I was stuck not moving. I was stuck not doing what I feel is life. And to no fault of anyone's, my ex's, mine, I don't know what happened. I don't know where the travel stopped or ended. I don't know if it was, I don't have money for this. We don't have money for this. We have to save for a house or house projects, or, we want to do other things, or fear of flying, like whatever it was at the time, it kept me grounded for a long time. I've done more trips and travel and little weekend stays in the last 4 years than I probably have done in the previous 38. And again, that's not because of anything or anyone's fault or any sort of reason I can put my finger on, but it's just what it was. And travel became now a part that's definitely a part of me. Going on these little trips, even if it's little things. And photography has brought that here. And even a step further, because of the tool of being able to take a photo, occasionally, you know, trips are not as expensive. There's some good deals to be had if you can barter the tool or the trade that you have. And that's been a really cool aspect to this whole journey. Learning was a big piece of this whole thing too, is you just need something, in my opinion, you need something to be learning throughout all of life. You stop learning, you just stop growing, whether it's self-improvement or learning a new exercise or routine, yoga, how to knit, how to mountain bike, photography, editing, Photoshop, like whatever it is. I think diving into something and learning about it, learning how it works, how can you take what you've learned and put it out into the world? I think that's a key point to all of life. And I've always loved learning different things and trying different things. But photography for sure seems like an endless sort of landscape of, pun intended, endless landscape of opportunities to learn different things, whether it's Photoshop, Premiere Pro, Lightroom, After Effects, Photoshop Express, AI stuff, video, making reels, aspect ratio, blah, 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 all the things. I mean, you could go on forever in terms of how much you can undo and learn from this little hobby of, oh, they're into photography. What's that mean? Oh, gee, like that. It means a lot. It means if they have endless opportunity to learn stuff, that's what it means. And with that comes growth. I just think through the people I've met, the connections I've made, the hard times I've gone through, it was not always my best. I look back 4 years ago and 3 years ago, and I mean, there's some questionable moments of judgment and emotional baggage that got in the way of things. I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm old enough to admit that I've sucked at times. But I think the key is, can you look in the mirror and say, I sucked at times? And just try to do better. And with that, photography gives that great model of how do I do better? How do I grow? How do I improve editing, color grading, short form storytelling, caption writing, speaking publicly, whatever it may be, how do I grow? And finally, most importantly, connection. As I mentioned before, a little bit earlier, that I don't think any of this would have happened. And would I have traded it all for, you know, to not go through that hard time? I don't know. It happened. I mean, I went through the hard time. Things happen and they happen. And I just don't think going back and saying what if or what if that, blah, 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 it really does much because it can't be changed. You can grow, you can learn, you can make decisions based on today, but none of that can be changed. So it happened. That tough time happened 4 years ago, and here I am. So I wouldn't change it because here I am right now with Seth on the other side of the computer here. We get to talk every week. We get to plan. We get to grow together. It's so fun. I don't know if that relationship happens. There are countless relationships out there because of photography that some are lasting. Some have lasted the entire time from day one till now. Some were short-lived, some were lessons, some were an explosive week here or there and taught me something. Some were meaningful moments. Some have this special place in my heart forever. All of those things, those life experiences, those were brought on from and out of the void. And this Thanksgiving, and as the co-host of the Photographer Mindset, I am just very honored and reflective this time of year on what this has all become. I really want to thank you for listening to the show. It honestly means the world to us when we get comments about, you know, oh, that helped so much, or thank you for sharing, or what a great episode. That keeps us going, and we really, really do appreciate it. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Take some time to reflect, to think, to, I don't know, whether it's photography or something else in your life, maybe take some time to gratitude journal, or even just think about it on an active walk. And just give the due respect to some of the things in life that have come to you. And if you're going through a hard time, if you can stretch out the timeline, I want you to think and remember, even if in the moment it's very tough, which it may be and probably should be, emotionally, if something tough is going on, it should be tough. It shouldn't just be like, oh, that's no big deal. Like, it, obviously, it's going to be tough. But if you can take a minute to separate and stretch out the timeline and just wonder, wow, where could I be in 10 years? What could this potentially evolve into? What might happen? How could I be happy? What was a previous really sucky part of my life that turned into a good thing or has soothed and mellowed in terms of my emotional hurt from it? And where am I today? And where could I be going forward? And just reflect on that possibility might bring you a little bit of peace. You know, maybe grab a notebook, try to jot down as much as you can in terms of what you're grateful for this Thanksgiving. Really think about it. Not trying to be cheesy here. Just trying to end on a really positive and nice note.